reading of Top Game, Part 2 of Engos here by Delmas Du Bois. All works fictional, no representation to anyone alive matters in terms required by law. Page 3, Part 2. Top Game is dedicated to leaders who risk it all. Introduction. Welcome to Top Game. Each place and locale presents an opportunity star with a set presented. To some, Friday night football and basketball provide the star glory. In other places, academic prizes lead the way. Politicians used to be known as ugly stars. Today, cash politicians hone those threads and smiles and egos, as well as mistresses follow along to the big house. The author starred young, and someone from the quiet place sent my records to Harvard. Cringing a bit, the acceptance letter was thrown away, and the author chided and berated by the community for running from stardom, found himself observed for 20 years as to find out what rejected the best university here. What follows shows through War and Peace, the man that had requirements to stay the same played Top Game with a decided disadvantage. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 1, The Rules, the Mostyn Rules. The definition of crime changes during times of war and crisis. Taking liberties with the law while no one looked in a great land led us to war. Violent crime and the nature of violent crime remain a mystery. The dropping of bombs is not considered a violent crime by George W. Bush's America. The Unabomber, however, became a notorious felony for merely three of them. The political ends of violence show us the immature nature of both the terrorist and the American. How can we differentiate between the two? The poorest borders make for poorest laws. For the crime you have committed against the laws of gravity, you are sentenced to flight. Monster remains a character, not a present-day scamming functional unit. 1. Genteel law. 2. Honor amongst thieves law. 3. Physical laws. 4. Television law. 5. International television law. 6. Where am I law? People live much longer now than they ever did. To keep a farm moving in a city humming years ago, it took a lot of people working very hard. Oh, you say? Founding fathers. I get it now. Fred Franklin, a brilliant pen if there ever was one, loved to flirt. He knew all the women from Philly to Gay Paris. The French and English were at war in the 1770 block that day, so Ben took the Philly crew for a little boat ride to see if Redcoat George would swim with the fishes. Cornwallis knew. How couldn't he? What with Tom Jefferson and Ben Franklin working the weave on life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness on the French Coq-au-vin model of liberty, fraternity, and equality, the French dames would give it up and give us some sons. So yeah, when food comes up, the great chefs of the world set up these empires of fine food, import everything, set up import-export methods, then the poor people inside India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Chechnya, and Iraq say, since America, England, France, Japan, Germany, Holland, Italy are too fat, we'll stuff some 300-calorie pots together, they call the love out of the food chain, call the G8WTO members fat, and set loose the chef's army with meat cleavers. Who cuts the sushi now, douche? Colors fill the world. In a world of color, each individual selects a favorite as a youth. Aside from pink being for girls and blue being for boys, the colors around us influence the canvas of life we operate in. In the world of red, things that possess a hot nature appeal passionately. The cool world brought in the purples and blues. Reds and blues make steamy scenes, with the blue oftentimes dripping, wondering if the red would show blue in a post-passion scene. Purple college phrasings make red hot. A red and a brown simulate a purple. Browns put purple, blues, and reds in a box. Browns know whose wood burns. Green knows good. Green often wants to trade with red, and red often wants to trade with green, and yet they cannot. If you go to black, you play spades and decide when the funeral is. Whites are a canvas and show the many colors, and all too often get stained. Yellow sunny folks often look like chicks and ducks and are never quite sure what happens. Blue and purple get along well, until black, brown, or red divides them. To separate blue and purple, you need a red. If the red gets patched into a blue, the blue needs to express what true feelings live in the blue. The purple poem smiles, distracts, or forgets to mention something. Test your color IQ. Open your closet and see. You're so hot right now. Melt the snow. Food fills our stomach. Everyone in the world eats something. The world makes a point of telling reporters like you should avoid calories from fat and salad dressing, packs on the pounds. Some folks tell you carbohydrates create bulk on the body that should be avoided. Some people tell you red meat shows cruelty to animals, and such individuals should be watched closely. Other individuals believe in the mental aspects of food. The if-then shopper follows the donut and coffee reporter adds the following. 1. Fish will make you religious. 2. Meat will provide mental points to know love. 3. Chicken will give you chicken legs and a large upper body. 4, beans will give you beans to sound off with. 5, dairy will bring cows and large bosoms to you. 6, salad greens make you go. 7, pie makes you fat. 8, ice cream eaten by blanc individuals may not have chocolate or hot fudge added, as it spoils the white. The while. Coffee may not be had by blondes as it darkens your hair. Tofu is tofu. Not much you can say. Right? Note to the Yipan shoppers, I love the good hostess product. On the interview Sunday mornings, I believe these folks had eaten steak with eggs whilst discussing a Haitian latte populist viewing on flat screen. Knowing what someone eats has always been an advantage in negotiation. Port Center Israel suggests the negotiating team drinks Starbucks for 1 week before attending Washington meetings. Hey, Kern on the Fat Check rolled. Kids do enjoy discussing the rolled. As I said before, I'll take my keys, Larry. We speak. Chapter 2. Dear Father, my name is Bill. Of origins, I am not sure. One thing is for sure, my days of struggling with making grain are through. The accent piece of my life, the culture and community we share will not die. Been a good grin to me while masquerading as a father. Judy was always my attorney, and at 17 we developed a nice rapport. As we realized, all of our lives changed at the time, with her earning her law degree and gaining welcome to the quarters of wealth and power. My loyalty was in question, but so was both of yours, as well as the son's Doucan Price. The hindsight is, of course, 2020, and my love, in good sense, I feel merit a small share of my adopted pie. I ask for nothing more than is on my books. Once one knows and all the cards are played, the game changes. You know Barry Bronson plays the date rape junkie? Anyway, the only way BB and the crew could win after eating the apples of our lives was to have a murderous playoff. Okay, if Bill plays Shelley, they both win. Both of their heads together, they align win. If Bill is drugged, Shelley can be forceful and insane. If Shelley is drugged, he can get someone inside for financial steals. Too bad about those inventions that work. The people in their integrity believe Bill is the inventor. That's why we took his name out cold. Shelley has believed some idiot about designing toilet paper. He doesn't know how to do Bill's shit. He believes it's so hysterical how we abuse the two of them. The schmuck Price is in the 60s communist fair swim with us. The guy doesn't stand a chance. German father of his and Dutch were cool to us and left him with nothing but love. It wasn't real expensive, don't worry about it. The upside we get Mercedes lives. Why mess with these two for real? We'll never pay. The enemy background story follows with a foreword from the background. I learned to read by reading captions on the daily news. The picture was a man in a funny hat with branches on it creeping forward. He must be V-I-E-T-C-O-N-G, guy in the V-I-E-T-N-A-M war. I was read to, but I did not look at the words as they were being read. I learned the alphabet and the sound each letter made. First word sounded out S, T-O-P. What sound does that snaky letter make? S, T-O-P. I knew from directions and stuff, so I read every sign in the big city. When I got to the word war, I knew somehow that these three letters were easily pronounced, and I am not supposed to be here if there is a war. I am not supposed to be here if there is a war. I had not been exposed to any religious training since I was 3 years old, living on Anthony Avenue. Childhood panic is a funny thing. Today's world, it would have been called a name with illness. I knew the heavy Chevy from the sound it made, cruising up and down our block. I would think about the boys with the fishing poles looking for fish on Lake Michigan. This excited me that fish lived next door, but the family hated these men for being lazy, and I knew that rules about life would be strange. War and not respecting the fishermen sat wrong with me, and I knew I would have a lifetime to figure out these people. Funny thing about all this is that almost all of the neighbors in my head agreed with me. I certainly remember photo day as my father proudly walks in with a new Nikon single lens reflex camera, the new 35mm format. He said to his wife, "Grab Price, let's go for some pictures." As I could speak, I spoke, said, "How about me?" He responded, "Stay there." So it was a nice day. I knew something was up and had a long talk with God about it. Almost every day I would sit wondering if I could play some local radio on the old Fisher, or was it a Zenith? Still can't give it out. You might catch our frequency. Wondering whether it played anything but classical music. What changes with money? Love becomes important. 2, relationships and time can be gold. 3, the future holds promise. The rabbi paused and chorus murmured, "Betrayal for a film or in film is still betrayal. Type, hot love. Lori, a small child pleasing, self-satisfied, self-serving, rule-based wealth that hedonist relies on academic strength of others to condescend and patronize those who haven't stolen great wealth. Electra Victra, she sells herself into slavery and calls herself master. The slave and master psychosexual game excites her, whilst conventional lovemaking diminishes her will to power. This elite bisexual relies on command form of the guise that command from guileful love produces a pure form of love poisoned with steady growth. Steady growth and building of trust and understanding fail to excite this clever child. Paper products for personal hygiene have become a phallic symbol to this PE leader. She met a man who needed to analyze the higher echelons of American wealth. This Mercedes driver bought a film video crew and filmed 6 rehearsals before inviting a real cast of wedding guests. So the rehearsal was a ruse to get this gorgeous female into believing she just packed the crowd at the events, when in actuality she herself found herself in the enviable position of being a bride. For 6 rehearsals, he paid her dutifully with comments, "This gorgeous female, she needed to be at the rehearsal for the eventual bride and groom. If I know this Mercedes, and she is a sight viewer, she grew interested in my pen. The fellow laughs and calls our mutual friend, claiming she cheats on him all the time, and I am responsible for stealing his wife. One day she will realize she is married, the ring, marital bed, a new Mercedes, and fine house really do mean you're married. Love. Congratulations, Jeff and Lori Blumenthal." When a struggling actor has a bankruptcy, he gets the play... to play compromised characters or villains in every film. Torture of a man who does not already have unlimited means is quite common. Make the life expensive in terms of clothes, car, and living, and soon these paychecks, any paychecks in film, are a necessity. Kill his solo means kill his integrity and ability to have a blessed life. Shove your financial ruin idea thievery right where they came from. What are the reasons to live? There aren't any. Is life the absence of death? Does the will to kill others have life win in all situations? Yes. How did you screw up your kids? Logic and reason dictate the enemy must die to justify your enemyship with him. Hitting the cheek of someone who keeps offering you the other must be your enemy. Jesus of Nazareth had many enemies. Was it Jesus of Bethlehem? Obvious ID check at the inn with no sponsor in town. Shafter down by the river. Obvious knock-up situation with stolen 2 cold testes. Who could she tell? Who knew? It was the greatest sex of her life. But it was with Rabbi Moses on Yom Kippur. So Moses knows he's got this dame on. Moses real connected and rich from side deals on the kosher blessed. So he buys some actors who want to play the 3 Kings Monty on her. You know, make her feel real special for birthing on straw. So boom, this paranoid schizophrenic leads 2,000 years of false death. We're supposed to keep believing the big lie. Santa Claus left town on an airplane and hit the Pentagon. Arabs, Jews, and communists won't stand for ignorance in the USA. Christ worshippers killed God, which was in keeping of the word. That is all that God on earth means, keeping the word. What if you said, so what? Did you lie, cheat, and steal to get word in court of law? Who needs the USA, God cheating law? Might makes right, and every Christian must stand together and decide how they will be lying to get out of death. I have a heart problem and a mild stroke situation. Hospitals and doctors have as many ways to kill people as lawyers and soldiers. If you get death, call a doctor or nurse. Doctors and nurses kill people. Who cares about people? Nobody. People are for running strange experiments on to see if you can remove all the patient's energy and dollars. Murder at the hospital. Be a part of it. It's not dollarectomy. It's murder. The rabbi continued. Many take the fool's gold of car, the house, and of electronic upgrades. Fear grips those that protect the pile of gold. Every step may remove the money talks for blessing from the random camera. Preventative poison prevents passion. Well-developed health structures, objective reason of equality, not elimination. Where is the fire in your life? Smoke provides heat and warmth. Cold drinks provide solid-state events. Without cold, good cold, you smoke for steam. Stoke the blaze. Poke the enemy's nose. Grope your love. Dope the well and whatever. The symbol and the world of form combine the face where facts meet on the stage. Aesthetics and poetics fly foul in the breeze of beasts. Maslow can be revisited in terms of modern education. The needs-based model pointed out the steps to self-actualization. The following model demonstrates the leader model steps on the left and play learning model growth path on the right. The science level of life is the highest level a student may reach before becoming an instructor. How many reproducible results have validity in instructing the science of life? The beginning point may be described in many ways in terms of how the individual sees the cycle of life. The light indicates that we pass knowledge to our children. The earth, in relation to repeatable truth, represents the soil by which each seed contains DNA of each organism they grow. Assuming fertile soil, need for light and photosynthesis. The top, a light, followed by hope, interplay and emotions on top, and delving deeper, science, art, truth, dance, repeatable truth, dance, play truth, art, and science back up. When the screw faces up indicates the male relaxes and accepts sexuality. The screw faces down, the male demeans his intellect to feel with sleep. If the screw faces in, the intellect matches and the couple shares the head. The dodo meets the winner in the Thanksgiving table each year. The dumb dodo bird has a function upon meeting a winner in a marriage. On the premise that there are no dumb questions, the winner may become a winner. Without the premise, the human nature of backsliding to overeating or sleeping, that somehow functioning as a winner, hates moves towards a destroy model of life. Humans that have an educated bird as the readily acceptable win. The dodo displacement method for winner establishes the knock on the head. The you're just this mentality assures a human tone to the brain in question. The characterization method is not a dodo trait. It involves not a process a dodo would know, that you're just a pig. To a dodo becomes, why did you eat two pieces of pond? Bill thought I donated sperm in school, and there were roughly 10,000 active sperm in one donation. I was told the results showed I had high motility. And so it goes for old WB. The big chicken from the WB says, what happens when you make the old guys important? The enemies list comes up. The groups that never cease. I've been bald in youth. The tortured soul began. Every wants to kill colleges. I've held gangs. He began tassel. I've covered self-righteous, egotistical. I'll beat that guy at any cost. No guy that walked around in that, did that, or made out with that deserves my love, respect, or attention. 30 solid lifelong enemies with cash, curse my name. Genetics research begins with the sperm donations. Leader Blair Aaron Berman counts chickens. The West Quad religious drinkers opine, who cares mostly? Sigourney's Marquette Squad connection made a Northern Michigan army of children to compete with Colonel Welton's daughter, who got sperm donations from Sally Gladney. D. Brownstein, 600 HF kids with my kids. Northern, 600 kids. Welton's Army, girls, Kappa Kappa Gamma, Delta Delta Delta, and Pi Beta Phi. High class with 600. The classic fraternity rah-rah, Sigma Phi House. Contradiction pointed to the engineering and business design competition. Most of the things like, love to do it, fellas, but like Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks, catch me if you can. Everyone sure did travel. These Chicago kids kept squads. Paul Mottson squad, Cumberland to Addison, Southside 2, all steward the city. International kids. Everyone knows that they're alive with the price, who took some abroad, corporate executive pawns. You can't buy an airline ticket, let alone an entire airline or satellite dish or cable company. Governmental tools. The warrior has held two sons in Iraq. Everyone wanted to win an election. It was amusing for all of 2 minutes, thinking Masta was talked about as president. The cool criminal model of life developed with the children who saw the lid blow off Washington in the 60s and 70s. I said, what's cool about it? And forgot. So right there, where? Good. Nonsense. Lisa Kudrow and I cannot speak. You remember her from Friends. Because I must devil the world to protect my loving bride. Do you have any children? What things are my children? End of discussion. They are not my children. We all have a bastard in our lives. Let mine be yours. The torture decision-making in the years following the new millennium created torture cells and seeking sleeper cells for the next terrorist act. Terrorists operate on all other terrorists to produce methods for killing individuals who make decisions that change the life. Continuing now with Top Game, Part 2. Van goes here. Bottom of page 24. Saddam Hussein and the leader of Iraq paid with oil money to wealth America's devils. The bullet file used on Mr. William D. Mostovoy when introducing me for the Oscar. I say it in tone like Jeff Bridges. If sinning, smoking, drinking, fire autofocus like the camera autofocus that'll laser you up the voltage so you'll have lots of pain every time you train under focus on something. 2. If not autofocus on hair or ass, you'll get pain for sin. 3. If not religiously doing something, fire autofocus off and on the stomach to temp and voltage make him crack. Ring the telephone to the cell phone to distract his speech or thought. Send children of strange origin in the hall. 6. Have strange language shouted in or around his door. 7. Send your ambulance driver friend to turn sirens on. 8. Wake at 4:30 a.m. or whenever you feel like torturing him. 9. Steal every penny from his account while focusing on clothing and account to prove he can pay his bills. 10. Cell phone and ceiling with speaker on all the time to threaten him. The SP enhancer makes us millions. 11. Send real police to throw him into the walls if he calls anyone. 12. Suggest him unlawful search and seizures if he phones the police or tells anyone. 13. Threaten to kill everyone he ever knew if he doesn't pay. States that recruited me failed to realize the protection rackets have strangled this reporter. Denial of phone, email, mail, banking, travel, recorded video, online, live television prevent me from doing business. Computer folks put an EOT on my social security number, and Homeland Security follows the computer exactly with this reporter. In 1967, the Robert Kennedy assassination evoked vivid intellectual self-realization that if one life matters to the enemy, life can be taken without reprisal. The serious tone of Dr. King's thing the same year created a premature aging of wisdom in the youth, with a mind's eye that intellect and reason make sense only when coupled with a preservation mentality. A fully formed adult many actually asked me, not the fish hater, about life, how to live in such a world. The value of keeping not only tone, but complete context and threaded speech I learned ebbed with the tide on the fisherman, and that thought, through order and quality speech, one could keep on with life. About the everyday thing, I showed aptitude, as I have suggested, but my father became not my father when he would walk in a fully formed three-year-old and say, "Where is Price?" That does not seem so bad in a world where children were routinely beaten and punished for speaking. Children were to be seen and not heard, so I accepted it. The good feeling the family shared was there. When a child realizes he's not with blood, he does not learn that his father is not feared friend, just another man with a job, and the mother is attracted for some strange reason to this law. To sit in judgment shows poor taste, poor form. The rabbi came to me later in life, stresses balance, the sins and virtues. Always remember the sins are for the virtues. Fact, you're fed, you're housed, you drove cars, you went to school. Now this, your advanced degree was encouraged by the family. These 18 years I remember as good. It's quite simple to delve into something, and I pity those that have exact memories of youth. I can prove I was there. I can sing the melody, but the heart was of to evolve into a better world and not lock yourself into a time that comes only once in a life. Discovery that life could cease and that men could walk on the moon was suddenly eyes to have. Japan seemed closer than it ever was. China no longer meant those few settlers who brought hope for a better life and tasty egg rolls. Ignoring a problem seemed to be our dysfunctional along with acting happy. Ignoring the unhappy and stressing the non-issue issue led to our suburb. Flash, rape on Anthony Avenue, everyone run to the suburbs. I forgot everything I ever knew in that plowed under patch. Dirt clods and daddy long legs were much more important than heavy Chevys and fish catching scammers. Science would lead us to fresh fish every day and clean, efficient lives. Men on the moon, calculators and Tang, the things I remember most about the space program, led me to believe you can powder orange stuff and sell it as juice. Choices became absolutely watchword for every aspect of life, from the table to the garage. Something to be used up, make more with better features. Go big or go home showed American muscle was on the move. Carrying stuff was still a big job, and muscles weren't just for pointless car lifting competitions on television. Some men got into bar fights to show how tough they are. Washing and cleaning didn't always happen with these bar fighting drunk wife abusing and loading dock workers. After the rapes, they made unwanted kids and went off to join the Navy or the Marine Corps to fight in the Gulf of Tonkin, wherever that was. Some important men was playing dominoes with China and needed some big guys to knock them down and make those funny shapes. Anyway, 67,000 dead, unwanted loading dock worker kids and a few good men wound up on the wall, and I felt sad. God bless America. During the Depression, the smart immigrant family that arrived in 1908 grew into a fine couple by 1933. In 1933, the country did not have a lot of surplus cash. The government did not print a lot, and the workers had to struggle for a living. Those that counted cash and Mazda fee did not produce children. Promiscuity with the baseball star Joe Jackson led to many a little Jackson in the city. Showed a big contract with the Sox and was paid handsomely through the 1919 series. The gamblers learned cleaned up, and he was set for life. Joe showed up at Mina and Sonia's house, says, "Here is your son." Mina runs a business across from the park and knows how to tough. However, both Joe's persuasiveness and wife's insistence that children are a blessing are young John Jackson to Mina and Sonia Mostoy. Joe came over and still looked for him. As ball players, I always had a hero, and thank you, ma'am, for Mrs. Ann. Mina had a brother, George, and his son, Shelley, was to be known as Big Shelley, so that Mina and Sil could stealth their new son, John. At this point, John and Shelley are the same. If anyone asked, Shelley's with his uncle. People would ask, who is making another monster boy in this crazy world? So George gives Sally some advice. Don't ever swing at a baseball bat. It will get in blood, kid. Years later, at the company softball game, the engineer who always said no to sports because Joe would have made him a son and ridden him out of the security of a businessman's life and into the road, not an easy life. Sky got up and hit it 400 feet and trotted home. Adulation of the homer propelled him to first tier. So Shelley hates you by asking for your love. With power he has killed every decent lovebird with the degradation of nobility, virtue, and truth. He finds no advantage to it. See, Jacksons are the king of common, without question. All the other names, some bit of love for loves who place love at the top of the game. Jacksons don't make new ideas. Jacksons take ideas and concepts that work, make them better, and they're on forever. Draw someone hit a pitcher's pitch somewhere, huh? He could hit that pitch every time. Then he suggests to the first hitter, pull the pitch next time, thereby riding the other player off the fact he hit the pitcher's good pitch. You see, Jacksons can't be beat. If they lose one game to someone, tactics are reversed and with the flourish so that the games proceed to attack with a method of defeating them. Well, Jackson and the Lakers and Bulls had some successor. So the President, Andy Jackson, opened the White House for a party during his inauguration. He proceeded to take everyone's game and play it nationwide. At least folks thought Andy was loose. He wasn't. He was cunning to find out the American names that support Jackson. And the mask is a portion of each supporter. It becomes a code for Jackson life. Once you see life as a president, things change for you. If you see them all on the highway is yours, you win. If you see every door in the world is yours, you win. The value of others' possessions ceases to matter to you. So what makes the presidential name the king of common? The request of a commoner to a noble to bless a home seems natural to divine birth. A king of common would think nothing of using the most impoverished home for themselves. The simple basis for life, verbs of the body, excite Jackson at all levels. Of course, there is a reason folks elect kings of common. Johnson was no better to some. During the Johnson administration, the Social Security Act was passed on others. See this as caving to supporters. He who threatens Jackson lives in fear. Other names have been elected. A William McKinley, a William Clinton, as you know, bills must be earned. The Jacksons and Johnsons throw a good party. If you do not die from a wicked punch, Bill saves your life to attend another. I've got my eye on you, Jacksons and Johnsons. The people's house will not be disrespected. What are you doing in Mr. Lincoln's chair? All wars are personal, plus the father, plus never heard of the Iraq war or political war. Went cold to W.D. with sins, the father's sins. Another place to have a hitman in Milwaukee, 1994. She used to pens were used to torment her before her death. Hearing a live of New York apart cackles at cocaine party for the elder Shelley to get feed for his children. Underarm brief relief. 5. Exercise wipe sweater and clothing. Vehicle tampering to prevent the escape of W.D. from the clutches of an evil girlfriend nearly killed W.D. Misappropriations of home. 6. Brought an IRS investigation. 7. Drugging of items in the refrigerator. 3. Hallucinations with which W.D. in the hospital. 8. Daniel program of hate so that the best brother does not answer the phone. 9. The California killer squad he hired show W.D. the gun. 10. Lawyer shakedown. 11-10-2004. No easy transfer of the threat of violence to an attorney. 11. Command radiological experiments on my body. 2004 life expectancy stated to a community that will profit from the exercise. 12. Telephone terrorism. The risk of violence persists. Never again means now. Unforgivable acts of the stepfather make one wonder what life is about. What's in a name? As a reporter, many angry readers yell things into the phone. They begin one of two ways. You're nothing but a, or all you are is. Regardless of what each individual thinks, you are the fact remains. They have figured out you are not the mother and father, out to satisfy their every whim. The buying and marrying of families that build bridges left the world and the city years ago. The expectation that another life will satisfy the most demanding and pertinent people eludes this reporter coffee sipper. The enemy report, Dave Brady, mine for the biggest liar, Shelley, dead but defended by Tom Buddy. Blair has lawyers hacking his wines can dry by Jewish Lee. Price mixes numbers with concepts poorly to avoid truth. 3 pieces of filth to 3 foul eyes for the true nature of the 2 people who really care about you since. Dan knows his lawyer would kill him, puts her pecker on his nose. Laura has a pecker on her nose. Everyone tell Laura about her pecker nose. I imagine your mother. Get a life. You guys really have your heritage that worked out. The list. Shelley gets your best. Price gets pleasure. Deuce gets the date. Bill gets the pill. The cat. Ed is head's head. Bob gets the con. Tom, same as Bob. Anything but real to her. Dick, Tom and Dom's best friend. A con. Blair gets gold. Ted gets head. She's smart asses to Ted, bring your egg in. Chris gets headache. Lou gets shoe. George gets porridge. Keep eating, big on. Mina gets sons. Terry gets Terry. Self. Harry gets Mary. Irv gets curves. John gets married. Jeff gets Lewis. Scott gets loaded. And Alan gets selfish. Todd gets mom. Tell her ass. It's fun. Tully. Walter gets Halter. He takes the reins. Eric gets even. Most people feel you should get elevated. Charles gets Snarls. Keep it tangled. He likes it. Larry gets Scary. Dallas people go weird. Mark gets this Mark for something. Dave gets Slave None. Anthony gets Anyone. Nobody wanted you, Tony, but you are cool. Jim gets Lies. Andrew gets Anus. Keith gets Thief. Real stuff. They take stuff from you. On the lady side of Laura, it's Love, Lonely, and Lost. Lisa, Lips, and Love. Sadly, Reason, Rhyme, Rollovers. Janet, Poem, and Song. Cindy, Brat, and Prattle. Rita gets First Try. Susan, First or Best, You Decide. Karen gets A Friend. Pam gets Honey. Tammy gets Yams. Rita, First, Best, and Only. Joan, Moan. Nancy, Not So Fancy. Susie Q, One at a Time. The Best, Only Time. Betty, White. I blame myself. The Jews were called criminals and wonder what that meant. Refer to the penal code and do a cost-benefit analysis of crime, the financial game with the insurance calculation on arrest and prosecution, so the game continues. Someone must have yelled, you Jewish criminals, around their time. So years later, Scorbage to Kill Bill looks like this. Bill had no hope, struggling with this corporate life, earned $600,000, thinking not this lazy brain man. The game of life goes on, so let's look at what $1 billion can do to attack the best one, a great man. Best part of these guys get others to commit crime for nothing. Prove it? No, never prove. Interruption? Interruption, please. Please, what changes with money? 1. Love becomes important. 2. Relationship and time can be gold. 3. The future holds promise. Philosopher 8 Mostasov. The Happy Flames, Exodus Revenge. America loves the telephone. Everyone keeps phone numbers. Bill's father has a son who is not Bill. He traveled abroad and lost his head to the agency. Every person Bill ever knew gets paid to hang up their Bill calls. They get an initial call that his life is worthless compared to the agent price, and that they will need a put-down. 3,000 calls later at 10,000 per phone number, and no one is home to him. The good, bad, the ugly, and indifferent are not home. For this price, they become slaves of the foreign power, accepting cash for each piece of their soul that you know. Their lives are fine when you call for the cavalry who comes for you. Each of these calls gets killed by the foreign power one day with goner pills, rumor has it, as they must keep up to get their payment from the foreign power. What did these folks want to be when they left home for Vietnam, Korea, Normandy, or Iraq? Where is ours, the real workers of society, WDN president is? The Happy Flame Community. Lost for average housing costs range upward of $400,000. The top home and house went for $300,000. The good people of Flossmoor began assuming payments on each home and homeward, transferred the title to a Flossmoor resident who could cover the tab. After 30 years, the Flossmoor residents did not have to pay on their own mortgage, so acquiring someone's life appealed to them. Flossmoor girls kept the key to each home and home and installed security cameras in each room of the home and home. Each home and homeward has a full-motion color video in every room, including the powder room and shower. The penis examination of women paying tapes draw top dollar at the Flossmoor video auction. The able sexually are sold as pornography stars, and the academic stars are copied from throughout school and then shown. Should the home resident catch on, 10 internationals man the security camera. The key is handed to the internationals to steal things from the home at home. Bill, a 1310 SAT, 29 ACT, National Honor Society member, 2-section SAT, gifted student, couldn't crack the top 10% at HF. Paid off B over A, goes on. They bought A's, someone had to get a B. Have a nice day. The religious war, the Hebrew school gang. Success is a journey, and life is about the open road here. Knowing Jews well, the following profile provides a guide for those perfect lives, those perfect kids, who know falling means into bed on a soft pillow, fully fed. I've gone to bed hungry hundreds of times. I've had the indignity of crashing to the floor by a punch 4 times. As for sleeping with a pillow, I know the luxury in about 75% of my nights. Living in the upper middle class suburb of a major city, as my Hebrew school gang would say, the religion and the temple provided the extra culture that we grew to feel was normal, if not prenatal. The Hebrew school gang meets 3 times a week, with the public school time providing a chance to point out there was this other school that many have seen each other at. Rita Bronstein was very smart and hardworking. She wanted the grade and went on to college. She wanted a valedictorian at the school. Yes, people, that is, number 1 out of 807 people her year. Some college with the color of her nose couldn't contain this minute bundle of energy. Susie Rinster was very smart and hardworking. She was the heart and went to the big state college. She married Brad and they bought bugs and stole a lot of money and enjoyed porn and baseball. Joan Krintz was very smart and married a rabbi who moved to Canada. Can't believe half of the things people had that special bond, believe it or true. Singing and smart recognition remained Miss Trenton's goal. Nancy Krantz, Joan's sister, separated by 8 months and the obvious biological daughter of the Krantzes, went south and wound up in Tennessee. She had kids and forgot the formulas that every thought were so important. Scott Stegman was very important, went to medical school. The Atlanta folks took his due. He is Jesus. Alan Kunstnall was very smart, went to medical school. Alan married Robin and enjoys his worm. As fate would have it, the disease he is likely to contract will be unaffected by the drug he is working on to cure millions of misery. Larry Conandeet was not smart, but enjoyed baseball Jewishly, although through the sporting rules. He married a real Aryan Nazi who would have been no fun to Hebrew school gang. He occasionally laughed at his good fortune, escaping the Barry Criers of this world. Barry Bronson was Jewish, so doing things other than in a Jewish way would be impossible. Blair became a psychologist with a law degree. His UCLA degree behind him concerns himself with the academic value of Blues Clues. The patient repayment game continues with him. Mark Bricker got his computer degree and made a buck wondering why those that were born into it stayed into it. Those with upstarts made logic and fantasy with the toys of God, man. Fantasy with cash led his friend through pain, marriage, catharsis, the inevitable logic that profit, not profligate wisdom, or treasure maps soon soothed the seething anger of harassment. Here's Doug Fisher became an accountant. Doug had a mother with a good harangue, and she played around with him and Randy or Sherry, wherever it was, until he moved to Mexico to build his exact house, where his mother couldn't catch him with whatever it was Doug and Randy or Doug and Sherry doing there. Shel Kessler became an accountant. Jews and the Christians fought about who did last at Arthur Anderson until the Enron scandal broke and everyone was fired. She made babies quickly and hides out from the raccoon next door. Mary Crider got fat and became the temple president. The former temple president hired him to eat. Each one he gets up at 10, 12, or 3, and 6. Hears anything in those big ears late at night. His wife constantly goes to the refrigerator for brisket and bread. He plus had a Halloween party, I recall, and married Barry for his sack. She shops his clothes. Sherry Mecker was the most uncoordinated laughing miscut you ever seen. She would get lost and laugh. I taught her to drive cold. Key, door, lock, seat, ignition turned. She loved me for it. Sam Gross grew cool. Len Governorman attended high holiday services as an usher. My name is Bill Mossboy, and I attended college and got a job. After 14 years in the 9-to-5, a war broke out, and I watched it. It was cold. Really, really cold. Highway of death cold. 1,000-year strikes with each 10,000 dropping 200,000-pound bombs. Tanks, oil fires, and the accidental general taking all in. Enemy drugs, POWs, and I'm not much of a man because of it. Many things happened in 1976, including the bicentennial. The most important may have been Charlie's Angels. The second may have been attending bar and bat mitzvahs as most of the individuals. Little kids grown sophisticated, enjoying a good piece of salmon on some Saturday. The names are parents now. We both still enjoy the salmon and soft pillow life on the weekend. What does a Hebrew school gang do? Homework, history, and the horror provide hours of togetherness. Food and celebrations together let everybody, now each role in family and familial table. The ultimate goal of happiness pervade enacting happy through domestic pain of race riots near the store of your youth, violence or drugs, hit all of us.